Pasuk says, when the Yonah, when the dove comes back to the Teva, V'hine alei zer is tara p'fiyo. It has the leaf of an olive tree in her mouth. And Rashi quotes the Maim Chazal, Amar yim zunose merurin kezayis b'yodah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, may my panosa, my livelihood, my sustenance, be bitter like an olive, but it should be in the hands of Hashem. V'lo mesukin kudvash, and not sweet like honey b'dei bos v'dam. And many mefarshim, of course, ask the obvious question: How and why would one assume and say that panosa, sustenance that they receive from another human being, are sweet, and what they receive from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which, as we say in Berachas Hamazon, Yotcha Maleya Psucha Kdoshe V'Archova, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is so generous and kind, and that we should consider merurin? Certainly, the panos that we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be considered mesukin. And the panos that we get from a person that we owe so much, if we get something from him, that should be what's considered merurin. So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Mazir Tzur Rebbe explains that what's being referred to here is not what we receive, but what's being referred to here is what is our attitude to what we are supposed to be busy with in this world. There are people who find that their primary occupation, their primary objective in this world is for ruchnius, for avodas Hashem. And there are people who unfortunately look at their primary objective in this world is for gashmius. And what is being said by the Maimon Chazal is that Yehi Mizanoisai Mesurim Bebe Kodesh Baruch Hu, person who is living a life, that of course he has to go out and make panosa, he has to earn a livelihood. But he looks at that and he feels about that as something which is not really what is my primary objective from being in this world. Such a person will be worthy that his panosa will be mesukin, his panosa will be sweet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you have your priorities right, that you will have a sweet life. And a person who, on the other hand, feels and lives his life as this gashmius that's part of life, and the pursuit of gashmius and the pursuit of worldly matters is what is important to him, that will be a person that has mezainus abas of adam. His mezainus are what's the main thing to him. Life is meruin to him. That panosa and that lifestyle is very bitter, and that's what Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, which the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis compares Klal Yisrael to Yoina. The Yoina said, Yim zanaisai ruin biyodei shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, may my mezainus be bitter biyada Kadosh Baruch Hu v'loy mesukim dei bos medam. Yim zanaisai doesn't mean what I'm getting, the mezainus that we receive. It's speaking about our pursuit of mezainus. If the pursuit of gashmius is merurin, is what is bitter, it's person looks at his life and says, I wish I could be doing better things with my life, doing learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and helping other people. Then his life, then his mezainus will be b'yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then his mezainus will be given to him directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if somebody looks at his life and he looks at panosa and the work that he does towards receiving panasa as what's great in life, then that person is v'loy mesukim b'dei bos v'dam. That isn't sweet. If b'dei bos v'dam, of being connected to your panasa, is what is most important to you, then that's not mesukim. And Actually, I saw that the Sefer Siach Yaakov expounds on this principle. And he asks a very interesting question. If we look in the Pasuk says that the Yoina comes back to the Teva. It didn't find a place where it could find dry land to remain. And Noach sticks out his hand to bring the Teva back, to bring the Yoina back into the Teva. As the Pasuk says, V'lo yimotza ha-yoina manoich l'kaf ragla. The Yoina couldn't find a place to rest. V'toshev alav ala teva. So he returns to the Teva. K'mayim apnei kolorets. The world was still flooded. V'yishlach yodav yikacha. V'yavi itoy ala teva. Noach, the Yoina has no choice but to come back to the Teva. And that's when the Yoina made this statement that Yehem Rabban Shalom Yehem is an Asai Marun Kazayis Umasurim Biyotcha Vaye Masukim Kedvash Umasurim Bidos Vadam. And the question, of course, is didn't all the animals and creatures have such a wonderful life in the Teva? Why is the Yoina only returning reluctantly to the Teva? But if we look at the difference of when Noach sent the Oirev, the raven, the Pasuk says, V'yoshev v'yishlach es ha'oriv. The word yishlach means a shlichus. The definition in halacha of a shlichus, of sending somebody on a mission, is that choyzele mishalchoy, that when you send somebody or something on a mission, the expectation is that that messenger will come back. And indeed, that's what the Pasuk says regarding the oriv. V'yishlach es ha'oriv. The Oirev only encircled, went around the Teva, but his original mission was with the intention should he should come back. The Yoina's original mission was not with the purpose that it should come back. It was actually with the purpose that it should not come back. And it only came back reluctantly because there was nowhere for him to go yet. What is the difference? The difference is that indeed all the animals and all the creatures that were in the Teva had a wonderful life in the Teva. But that life in the Teva was a life that wasn't connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They look at the Teva as a place that Noach gave them whatever they needed. He fed them, as Rashi teaches us, animals that ate in the morning he gave by day, and animals that ate at night he gave by night. They had everything they needed. And the Yoina also had everything it needed in the Teva. But the Yoina said, a life that I am not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a life that even if I need mezoinus, even if I need to eat, I don't feel that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel it's coming from Noach and his family. That is not the life that I want to enjoy. And that's why it's interesting. If we look in the words of the Pasuk, when Noach was ultimately told to leave the Teva, the Pasuk says, Kol achai ishe itcha mikol bosa ba'oifa behema u'b'chol remes ha'roimes al-aretz hayetzei itcha. What is hayetzei itcha? So Chazal say that they were forced to leave. The animals had a wonderful life in the Teva. An animal doesn't have the intelligence to realize that a life that is completely connected to somebody to give him panasa is not the life that we want to live. The life we want to live is the life of the Yoina. As we said before, the Gemara compares the Yoina to Klesis Yisrael, that we want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Masech the Yumid of Ayin Vav Amar Alev says, Sholu Talmid of Shim Ben Yechai, the Talmid of Shim Ben Yechai ask him, Mneima lo yard lem li Yisrael mom pam achs b'shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this incredible miracle of bringing down the man. Why did it not come down just once a year? Amalem and he responded, it's comparable to a king that has one son. And he says, I'll give you support once a year. And so he only went to see his father annually. So the king decided, I'm going to give you panosa every day. And therefore, Vayab Magba Pnei Oviv Kol Yoim. He was able to see, he went to greet his father every day. Af Yisrael, Mishesh Le Arbav Chamisha Bonim. Somebody had a number of children, Hayadoig Vayomer, was constantly concerned. Shema Lo Yerid Mon Lamacha. Maybe the man won't fall tomorrow. V'nimtzu Kula Mason Barav, and we will all perish. V'nimtzu Kula Machavnas Libel Avim Shebeshemayim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to recognize that the panasa comes from him. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought their mon once a day, every day, not once a year, that every day we should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our pursuit of panasa, is something that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Masech, the Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Aben Alf teaches us. Om Rabbi Yochanan Koshem is an Oysov Shal Adam Yoysim in Agula. Panasa is even greater to achieve than the ultimate redemption. Deila Begulaksev HaMalach HaGoyel Oysim Beklara. The Gula will come through a Malach. Malach Ba'alma. Deila BeMezoinis Ksev Elokim HaRoya Oysi. Mezoinis come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That if a person is in a difficult place, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has malachim that help us creep out and get saved from these difficult situations. But somebody who had panasa, the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Koshem is Zainosu Shal Adam Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara compares achieving a livelihood to the Kriyas Yamsuf. Because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Noisein Lechem Lechabasar, we get sustained. And next to it says, the Goyzi Yamsuf Lechzorim. Everybody recognizes that Kriyas Yamsuf represents an incredible miracle, how water was split into two. Mezoinus, receiving Panosa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is no less of an incredible miracle. And that miracle is here, that we should realize that the panasa comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by realizing and recognizing that our panasa comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then whatever we do to help us receive panasa, we view as an opportunity how to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what panasa represents. Panasa represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the mafteach of panasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the key to livelihood in his own hands. And he hasn't given over that key to anyone else. As the Gemara Masechta Tainus, the Beis Omanav says, Shloishim Mafteichs B'yodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the three keys in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, Shloi Nimsru B'yed Shliach, Mafteich Shel Geshomim, which represents rain, which represents Panos, Mafteich Shel Chaya, childbirth, Mafteich Shel Tchias HaMesim. If we think about all of these are the keys that help us believe and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in our pursuit of Parnasa, tells us the Yonah, Yemirurim, they should be bitter. Chas v'sham, they shouldn't be bitter. But we should recognize that our involvement is what's not important. And that's not what we're here for. And as the Pasuk says, we say every day, Ene kol alecha yisaberu, v'ata nois lachem es ochlem b'itai. By recognizing that our parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it changes our perspective to earning parnasa, and it changes our perspective to when we, Baruch Hashem, have parnasa. These become just vehicles for us to recognize our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.